And more now on the history of Amtrak. It was formed in the 1970s out of several bankrupt rail lines, including the Penn Central. Amtrak has been criticized for poor service and shaky finances, but its safety record has been good. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
More than 31 million passengers rode Amtrak in fiscal year 2013, the last for which figures are available. In the Northeast Corridor, more than 2,000 trains operate daily on Amtrak's rails between commuter lines and Amtrak trains. And far more passengers ride Amtrak between Washington, New York, and Boston than fly. Brookings Institution transportation expert Robert Puentes says Amtrak is really three different systems.
The Northeast Corridor, which is the most efficient and effective of the whole network, the short-distance corridors, which generally operate within one state, and then these long-distance routes, which literally span the continental United States.
It's only in the busy Northeast Corridor that Amtrak passenger fares actually cover its operating expenses. State subsidies help pay for some of the other routes, and Congress funds the rest. Former Amtrak President David Gunn says from its earliest days, there were some unrealistic expectations of Amtrak's finances.
There was no Department of Transportation view as to what, you know, Amtrak should be, except they had this fantasy that it was somehow, where the freight railroads were getting rid of it because it was a deficit operation, somehow it was going to become a profitable carrier. That never happened.
Still, Gunn says Amtrak, for the most part, does work.
It hasn't been properly funded or hasn't had a real support from many administrations. It's been able to put together a pretty impressive operation.
Gunn says the railroad has been modernizing its fleet, rehabbing older cars, and purchasing some new locomotives. The locomotive involved in last night's crash was one of those. But there are many more infrastructure-related improvements needed, says Brookings Puentes.
The electrical system needs upgrades. There are tunnels that serve as pinch points that are over a century old in some cases. So there's been quite a bit of documentation showing how we need to invest in the Northeast Corridor, because it is a very efficient route that does compete very well with other modes of transportation.
The last major accident on the railroad occurred in 1987 when a freight train ran into an Amtrak passenger train near Baltimore, killing 16. Congress wants to cut Amtrak's funding. A House panel has proposed an 18% reduction, cuts which Democrats on the panel today tried but failed to restore. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.